Colonial dispossession and its contestation is heard in language and in the sounds we often don't attend to. In Nauru, the sounds of mining and land being cleared, the sounds of detention, the sounds of self-determination. They are also heard in quiet, the intermittent cries of the reed warbler, the surgeon fish who did not sing, in the gaps in stories that are filled with eyes pulled into the distance, a word cut off before the final syllable is said, sentences broken apart and truths indicated with euphemisms or questions with no answer. Listening has taught me that to speak of ecocide means to build relations from and with places like Nauru in ways that disallow abstraction, that anchor your body to the ground, to the air, and to the sea. To understand ecocide as something that is of the world that I am of as well is crucial to moving away from the one-dimensional stories of collapse, of the end times, or of white saviors and technocratic solutions. It has become open to incommensurability. Because to approach ecocide from attunement is to see that even the starkest silence speaks of life, even if we can't hear it.
Different ideas of social and political life entail different technologies for their realization. One can create systems of production, energy, transportation, information handling, and so forth that are compatible with the growth of autonomous, self-determining individuals in a democratic polity. Or one can build, perhaps unwittingly, technical forms that are incompatible with this end, and then wonder how things went strangely wrong. The possibilities for matching political ideas with technological configurations appropriate to them are, it will seem, almost endless. If, for example, some perverse spirit set out to deliberately design a collection of systems to increase the general feeling of powerlessness, enhance the prospects for the dominance of technical elites, create the belief that politics is nothing more than a remote spectacle to be experienced vicariously, and thereby diminish the chance that anyone would take democratic citizenship seriously. What better plan to suggest then that we simply keep the systems we already have?
Forever.